Thank you.
Case number 10983, Donna Lee Sherman, trustee of the Alfonso E. Stevens Trust, west of Road 594, Webb Farm Road, approximately 2,006 feet north of Road 630, Century Farm Road, requesting a special use exemption to retain a manufactured home on less than 5 acres.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Heidi Gilmore, and I'm with a law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and I'm here representing the applicants this evening. With me this evening is Donna Lee Sherman. If you could just raise your hand. She is the trustee of the trust for the applicant, and along with her is her sister, Gladys Ann Passwaters. So a lot of the details I was able to put in my presentation for this evening came directly from them as the property owner. Their father owned this property. His name was Alfonso Stevens. He's since passed away. But you'll see on the survey that's in your packet, he owned two parcels of land. The parcel that we are addressing tonight is identified as Lot 1. I'm sorry for the small print. It's kind of yellow right there. There is an adjacent lot that it says residual area, which is a proposal of a subdivision for this. The reason we're here is when we presented the subdivision plot to Mr. Lank, he indicated that the mobile home that is on lot number one needed to have a special use exception in order to remain on the property. So that's why we're here. And so as stated in the applicant's application, Mr. Stevens was the original owner of this property, and he placed that mobile home on the land in approximately 1973. So it's been there. According to the code, it requires prior to 1997, and he did. And I actually pulled the property card from the county, and everything's documented there. Okay. The use was permitted at that time, and he definitely was code compliant. The estate of Mr. Stevens, as I said, wanted to subdivide that 5 acres into two larger parcels. He did own the land adjacent, this larger lot that was here, 5.446, and that has been sold. And one of the letters in support in our file is from that new property owner, because that transpired after we filed our application. So the one parcel at 2.937 would be subdivided off, and the other we would like to retain the mobile home that's there on that lot. Mr. Stevens' daughter, Mrs. Passwaters, who's here with me tonight, would be the occupant of that. She wants to receive that lot from the estate and reside in the property. Since it's been located at the site since approximately 1973, and given the facts that most of the surrounding land is either large parcels or open space, there's a Gladfelder tract just adjacent to the property here, and it's 76 acres. We don't believe there's an adverse effect on any neighboring properties, and the Schrocks next door have, like I said, supported the application. We do not believe there's an adverse impact. Mr. Stevens was code compliant with the county in placing the mobile home. He's kept the property very neat and clean, and his family wants to do the same, and it's free of code violations, or that we could find in the county records. Therefore, continuing the use is not detrimental to the county, nor do we feel it's detrimental to any of the property surrounding them. So it's our request that we have the mobile home remain on the property and they could feel free to subdivide.
Okay.
So that's our application.
Okay. Let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. Mr. Mills, we'll start with you.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Portman? No.
Mr. Rickard?
Yes. You have permits, I guess, for the 600, the sheds in the back that are under 600 square feet, is that correct?
I didn't look at the sheds. I did pull the property card, and there were two notations. One says GP, and the other says shed on the property card. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the abbreviation GP stands for, but that came after the mobile home was placed.
Okay. And what shape is the mobile home in?
It's in good shape. He kept it very nice. The family, the daughter wants to live there, and I don't believe there are any renovations that need to be made. If we need to hear from her, I'm sure she'll come forward.
Permanent foundation or anything?
That I don't know.
No, not on the permit.
You'd have to come forward.
Good shape.
Sorry, Glass. Just get forward.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Gladys Passwaters, Route 12246, Webb Farm Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
You raise your right hand. You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Come forward. The question before us is the mobile on a permanent foundation?
No, it's not. No, it has siding around it.
Okay. Stay put, just in case we have another question.
Okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Sharp?
Just a quick one, Ms. Passwaters. You've heard the presentation from Ms. Gilmore. Is what she said, to the best of your knowledge, true and correct?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Okay, is there any further questions?
If the board sees fit to approve this, would you check on that shed to make sure that they have the permits?
Absolutely.
Your setbacks are correct. It's under 600 square feet, but you may need permits for those.
Correct. And I know Miller Lewis was the survey company, and they didn't identify any code violations, so I'll double check.
Okay. Thank you.
And we'll have to be back before Mr. Lank to get the subdivision approved anyway, so we'll be there.
Okay. Hearing no further questions.
Just give you a head up, heads up. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, having heard no testimony that the request would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, excuse me, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10983.
Have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickers that we approve case number 10983. Mr. Workman.
Aye.
All right. Mr. Hudson?
Yes, for the reasons stated.
And again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reason I stated.
And Mr. Rickers?
Yes, for the reason.
And Mr. Calloway, I vote aye for the reasons that have been already stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,983 is approved at this time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am.